Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. Again, I will state that there is no question where I am, or what has happened this day, or what is being experienced even now. To say it is beautiful is an understatement. There is something, is there not, about watching human beings speak in their way to the creative source. To have a dedication that is lifelong about that which they believe about the one God. Their God, a historic God that is beautiful to them and to you. We continue with a series of letters. This one will be an E, and it's going to stand for the energy of the region. Now, I want to be careful here that you understand where I am going. And what I am going to speak of briefly now is different than you might think. I didn't say the energy of Israel, for the borders here have changed over time. And that is what you have learned yet today. Who conquered who, when, why, and what happened? How many temples, what is left? It's all about human history. I want to talk about the region and what happened here. I want to talk about the Israelites, the historic Jews, and what happened here. I want to talk about Abraham and what happened in the region. If you will look at some of the sayings that you may have heard, both in Scripture and also from the wisest people that are outside of Scripture, they have used the word chosen when they speak of the Jews. And I'm going to tell you they're right. And it's not what you think. But the Jews were chosen to give the earth something they didn't have. And it happened here in the region. They brought together philosophies and they found the one God. What you would call a monotheistic earth is because of what happened in the region. I want you to think of that for a moment. So the Jews gave earth the idea of the one God, and it spread. And for that, they have paid in so many ways as the chosen ones to bring earth together to have a monotheistic belief. Let me ask you, where are you from? What did your parents believe in? What do you believe? Are there many or one? All over the lands that you came from, geographically, wherever you came from, there is one God. And it happened because of what happened in this region. Indeed, the chosen ones were chosen to give the planet a unity that the planet continues to understand and enjoy to this day. That unity is the oneness of spirit. I speak to you from the creative source to a monotheistic earth because of what happened right here. That's what happened. The lineage of Abraham is what happened. which became the lineage, really, of the planet spiritually. And that's what I want to tell you. Maybe a little different than you think. This oneness now has an opportunity to expand. And again, it falls upon the chosen. And you're going to hear me talk about this more when the time is right. And those who listen to this now may understand where I'm going. That in this new energy, over the time it will take to grow up within it, to mature within it, to have the belief systems morph within it, the chosen, the lineage of Abraham, will be then tasked with creating a unity in their land with their enemies, with their borders. Again, they will give you something. They're the ones that must do it. They're postured for it. They're ready for it. And that is to unite, this time, peace on earth. To perhaps change things as you see them here, with the walls that are here, the differences, the frustrations. There'll come a time, dear ones, when this land, which has been the same for thousands of years, will actually move off of sameness. And you will see breakthroughs, and they will be small, and you will see compassion one with another, and it'll be small. And then it will grow. The idea of borders being open because of trust, which has never happened, will happen. And that is partially because you're here. You're planting the seeds of a consciousness, and you're learning about the chosen, what they did and what they're going to do. But they're going to do that because you are going to be supporting them 100%. And because you don't live here, you go home. And you leave it to the chosen. That is the task of the Israelis and the Israelites. Old and new. And this is what we have always said. For 26 years, we sit here now and we make the statement once again in this year, after all this time, in this new energy, as go the Jews, go earth. Listen to that. What are you going to do with it? I want you to take that message home, and every single one you meet, I want you to take them in your heart for the task that they must do. I want you to remember the faces. I want you to remember the regalia. It may not be what you thought or what you would do, but I want you to remember the compassion that they have for their God. It's going to start shifting for the compassion they have for humanity and their God. God is within you. This is letter E. And so it is.